morning.
Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Joshua Curtis.
Okay, Mr. Curtis, once again, would you state your name and your agency number for the record?
Joshua Wayne Curtis, 271-702.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation listed on your warrant. And based upon information that's been presented to the board and that I have observed, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And among other things, you stated that you could obtain the license of attorney to represent you at your own expense. We don't see one signed in for you. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today. To my left, which would be to your right, is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you can see now, and that is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Curtis and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I've indicated, Mr. Turner, Mr. Curtis, we have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about July 17, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Curtis, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing, sir. Phase two, very important. Because at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you, and we're going to ask that you remain quiet. Then we're going to come back, and the board will speak with you at that time. So at this time, we're going to ask Mr. Turner, if the Honorable Mr. Turner, will be kind of throw some background information. Mr. Turner, sir.
Mr. Curtis was released from ADC custody on 11-22-2017 and arrested on 7-24-2018 by ADC. No new charges are noted. He returned back to ADC custody on 7-24-2018 with a CSED of 9-22-2018, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2013, promoting prison contraband, 1 year and 6 months. Prior convictions, 2011, commitment A, count one, forgery, 2 years, 6 months. 2011, commitment A, count three, forgery, 2 years, 6 months. 2011, commitment A, count five, theft, 1 year, 6 months. 2011, commitment B, count one, trafficking in stolen property, 3 years and 6 months. 2011, commitment C, count one, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2011, commitment C, count two, burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. 2011, commitment C, count three, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2011, commitment C, count four, theft, 1 year. 2011, commitment D, count three, armed robbery, 5 years. 2011, commitment D, count five, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC, with a CUIR score of 4-4, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. SDG information, he is a suspected white supremacist. There are no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, promoting prison contraband, possession, manufacturing of intoxicants, criminal damage, and fighting noted. There were other arrests, however, charges for either were not filed or dismissed. He has a GB score of G6, V7.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Turner, for that information provided to the board. May I just ask you a question, and I'm not trying to influence you one way or the other, Mr. Curtis, but I do take note, as Mr. Turner has indicated, that you will, regardless of what this board, if this board does not Vote today to let you out. You will be out on the 22nd of this month, which is about, what, a little less than 3 weeks. And I just wanted to know if you will be, if you want to kill your number, shall we move forward with the hearing? We're not trying to influence you to kill your number by no means, just because it's going to take a week or two for them to process you, even if we kill your number, and it will be getting pretty close. But since it's so close, just want to give you that option, sir. So I'm not trying to influence you, so please stay back. So if you want to continue with the hearing, that's a question that I guess I'm asking, sir.
I understand that I only have, as soon as, if it's going to take that long to process me, then I see no need to continue with the hearing. As soon as I can get out, because I know the background doesn't sound too good, but I was out there, I was going to college, I was working, I was doing things with family. As soon as I can get back to school, it would be the best thing, because my school is willing to take me back and I can continue going to college and continue my education and trying to do the right thing.
So shall I continue with the hearing, or shall you kill your...
Well, you said it's going to take 2 weeks to process it?
Yes, sir, something like that, 10 days, 10 to 14 days, something like that, sir.
No, it's fine. We can end this. We can end this hearing, and
okay, sir.
I can kill my number.
Okay, sir. Let me just. I'm going to make a motion, and my motion is going to be based upon my discussion with Mr. Curtis. He's willing to kill his number, as well as with information included in the warrant number 2018W2133, and my motion is going to be to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways, but based upon that information contained in the warrant and further, and the date of his release, that he's willing to kill the number, and the date of release has been stated, is listed as September 22nd, 2018. I move to revoke this community supervision based upon the same.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, your number has been killed and been revoked. However, it means that you're going to be out to come the 22nd of this month. Don't do nothing wrong, sir, because we wouldn't want you to go backwards, sir. And we hope to never, never again, sir, to see you in Orange. We wish you the best. I know that you did have a pretty extensive record in the past. I believe that you're ready to turn your life around and live a productive life. So we wish you the best, and thanks so much for your participating in the hearing today. Looking forward to seeing you out in the community in just a few days, sir. So good luck, and please just lay the form down and so that the next person can come forward, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.